This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As we continue our series, asking questions that the world asks but will not answer, let us examine a question that's been asked recently over the past several weeks. As various murders have taken place without cause, we read of teenagers murdering a man because they were bored. We read of another set of people murdering a World War II veteran hero for no cause at all. And the world asks the question, why is violence, the rate of violence, why is it so high? Why is murder, the rate of murder and killing, so high in the world today? It's interesting that that question is asked, but yet certain things are not really being deeply considered. Sure, there may be the pundit or two that will suggest this as a possibility, but generally after doing so, he is cast to be someone who is crazy, someone who is a racist, someone who is just an awful person. And that is the looking toward various spectrums within our culture that exalt violence, that praise violence, that honor violence. Take, for example, the culture of rap music. It is no secret that if you look at rap music as a whole, and not all music that is rap music is inherently sinful. There are music and tracks out there where various beats take place and various words are used that are acceptable and maybe even beneficial. But as a whole, if one examines rap music, if one examines rap videos, music videos, one sees the promotion and the glorification of violence. The promotion and the glorification of murder. And of shooting and firing off guns and weapons. But yet the world doesn't want to connect the dots. The world wants to put the celebrity realm, the realm of rap music, over here in this category, but then say there's no true connection between it and the high rate of violence, killing, and murder. What does the Bible tell us? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The principle here is, even though one might be engaging in certain actions outwardly, he is defined based upon the way that he is thinking within himself. And so we should not expect to think and to fill our minds and our hearts with a certain spectrum of society, but yet not ever get to the point where we're going to engage in that ourselves. Because at some point it's going to catch up to us. Hence the reason why the Proverbs writer writes in Proverbs 19 and verse 27, "Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge." The Proverbs writer is warning, cease. Cease from hearing the instruction. Cease from allowing your ears to be filled with that which is going to cause you to err from knowledge. If you're going to fill your mind with that which is taking you down a pathway that is contrary to knowledge, contrary to righteousness, then at some point you're going to begin to walk down that path. At some point, that's the life that you are going to begin living. We cannot expect to fill our minds with one thing, but yet output something totally different in our lifestyle. If we're going to fill our mind with X, we're then eventually going to carry out X. We cannot expect to fill our mind with X and then live a life continuing to fill our mind with X that is equivalent to Y. It's not going to take place. It's not going to happen. That's why the Proverbs writer is warning his son, stop from hearing this instruction. Stop from hearing that which is going to cause you to err. If we want to stop violence, which the world says it does, if we want to stop the murdering of innocent lives without a cause, the killing of people in the streets, it starts with what we fill our minds with. It starts with what the world wants to glorify and promote. If violence and that which promotes violence and killing and murder, such as we've noticed, rap music as a whole, if that is going to be glorified and praised by the world and applauded by the world, then why is the world surprised that violence and killing and the rate of murder is increasing? It doesn't make sense. And that's why the world won't really answer the question. Because to answer the question, we have to get back to the Bible. We have to recognize that the Lord has warned us as to what we fill our minds with. And ultimately, the Lord wants us to fill our minds with His Word, not with that which is contrary to His Word. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy Word have I hid in mine heart." Why? Why have you hid God's Word in your heart? "That I might not sin against thee." If we want to live a life that is not consistent with murder and violence, and we want to live a life that is consistent with God, then we have to fill our mind with God's Word that teaches us how to live righteously and teaches us how to avoid that which is unrighteous. See, because God's Word states out for us, lays out for us a pattern and a process of getting to the point of thinking as a murderer. Paul writes in Colossians 3 in verse 8, "Now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." If one wants to avoid a wrath, if one wants to avoid malice, violence, then one needs to avoid anger. One needs to avoid becoming angry and becoming upset and boiling over about selfish matters, about matters that regards the promotion of oneself and the glorification of one's own pride. Because that which is prideful is of the world, as we see in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and following. And so, anger and wrath and malice, those are serious things. Those are things the Lord has told us to put off, not glorify, not exalt, not be proud of. The world doesn't want to answer the question as to why the rate of violence, murder, and killing is so high and is getting higher. But the answer is there. If we look and see what the world promotes and glorifies, we understand why the world is choosing to go down the path. The world is choosing to go down the path of. But ultimately, if we want to lower these rates of murder and violence, it's not through political action. It's not through social justice. It's through the preaching of the gospel. And the understanding that if we want violence to decrease, God's Word has to be promoted, has to be spread, has to be proclaimed throughout all the world. And if we begin there, if we begin by looking at God's Word, we will find the answers to the world's questions. And that's why the world is not finding the answers, because the world won't look to God's Word.